It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll get a preview of next month's issue of Discover Magazine, which hits shelves tomorrow. We'll tackle the top science news from the issue, including a cancer infecting Tasmanian devil populations and a sci-fi summer movie preview.
First, Wisconsin wildlife officials want to give the state's invasive species list its first ever overhaul. The changes would relax restrictions on the emerald ash borer, but toughen standards for other plants and animals on the list.
Terrell Hyde is with us. She's a conservation biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Terrell, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks.
Well, let's start out by taking a look at what might change now in regards to invasive species. What's changed?
Well, the invasive species rule, which is Wisconsin's chapter NR40, which was first put into place in 2004, is receiving its first revision since its creation. So we're adding new species to their two regulated categories in the rule, and we're improving language to help with compliance and updating scientific names of species.
Now, to get a sort of 101 on invasive species, what is the definition of that?
Well, as defined in Wisconsin statutes, invasive species are non-indigenous species whose introduction causes or is likely to cause economic or environmental harm or harm to human health.
And why is it so important that we keep track of these plants and animals that could cause harm?
Because, like in the definition, they have the ability to cause great economic or environmental harm to species that were listed in the original rule, zebra mussels, we have in the state, and there has been significant economic hardship to Wisconsinites.
And why do wildlife officials want to change the list? What's changed that now is the right time to shift things up a bit?
Well, in 2004, when the original list was created, we listed species whose invasiveness was significant or species that were in the region but not quite in Wisconsin, and they were not they would not have any impact to regulated industries. And it was understood at that point that there would be a revision in the future to look at species that we already have in, say, the nursery industry, where we would need to involve those impacted entities to a greater degree.
Now, one change that seems significant regards the emerald ash borer. That used to be something, if people found it, they had to destroy it. What is the new policy?
Okay, well, in the invasive species rule, we identify and classify invasive species into two different categories. There is a prohibited category, which those species are species that aren't in the state or don't have established populations. They have high potential for environmental impacts, and it's still feasible to eradicate and prevent their spread in the state. Examples are kudzu, feral hogs. Restricted species is the other regulated category, and those species are species that are already in the state. They have high environmental impacts, but their complete eradication is unlikely. So the emerald ash borer in 2004, when it was listed as a prohibited species. That species has now spread to 19 counties. So it no longer meets the definition of prohibited. So it's just a reclassification of the species into the restricted category. We're now looking at not eradicating this, but trying to slow and prevent its spread to other parts in the state.
So does that kind of mean we've lost the battle with the emerald ash borer and we have to sort of re-strategize?
I think there's a recognition that it's here. And so we need to put our efforts in not trying to eradicate it, but trying to control it.
Well, what are some of the other proposed changes here?
Well, there are 84 new species that are being added to the list. Some of these species people might recognize, nutria. While we don't have them in the state, they are listed federally in neighboring states.
They look like muskrats.
They do. They
right?
do.
Are they water-dwelling rodents just
they
like muskrats?
They are. They burrow under and through water control structures like levees and dikes, and they could cause significant damage, causing flooding.
I see. So muskrats don't do that, but nutria do. And I understand there are also some shrubs that are commonly sold in a lot of nurseries that may be showing up on this list.
Yeah. So through this development, this is a very long process. In 2012, the Wisconsin Council on Invasive Species charged the department with starting this process, and they convened species assessment groups to look at over 200 species and recommend them to different, if they fit the two regulated categories. And so we've taken that through the rule process, where 84 species are initially being recommended to one of those two categories. And at this step in the rulemaking process, we are preparing to go out for public hearing. So we're still very early in the rulemaking process. And we're adding new species. We're improving clarification. One of the species assessment groups looked at those shrub species, and there are two species that come to mind as being prevalent in the nursery industry, and that's Japanese barberry and burning bush. And through the process, many people have those plants in their backyards, and through that process, in involving the stakeholders, the regulated industry, that it was recognized that there are certain cultivars of those two species that aren't as invasive, whether they don't spread vegetatively or they don't produce as much seed. And therefore, in proposing to list those two species, the department, the Wisconsin Invasive Species Council, the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, has listed specific cultivar exemptions.
Okay, so that could temper that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that a hearing is in the works. Is the next step after that, once you've got everything finalized, to get the public on board and educate them about what the new things are on the list and what to look out for?
I think public education has always been a part of this. The Wisconsin Invasive Species Council is composed of people in the regulated industry, businesses, individuals, and through that process, species assessment groups, which are composed of non-agency folks, as well as agency folks, looked at each of these species recommended. Last spring, there were public hearing sessions on that initial recommended list before we even proposed them through the rulemaking process. There have been lots of mailings, and I think the importance of that is that it's engaging and educating and informing people on slowing the spread of these invasive species is a good thing. And yes, we have public hearings that are coming up, and there are many steps along the way for people to provide input and let us know how they'll be impacted.
Well, Terrell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Veronica.
That was Terrell Hyde, conservation biologist with the Wisconsin DNR. She was with us to talk about proposed changes to Wisconsin's invasive species list.